It's time for that staycation setup with your morning mess. You got JD, Sienna, your guy Joey Boy. Listen, man, let's tap in with Miss Angela. Now, Angela, you think your man started cheating on you after you started working a night shift?
Yeah.
Now, when you say night shift, is this a gentleman's club or like just a regular, regular job?
That would be your first thought.
Oh, absolutely.
It's a good question.
No, I work security at like this luxury apartment building.
Oh, okay.
Or not security, at front desk. So it's kind of like that, but everything's nice. So I'm just making sure that if anybody's having any trouble going in, if there's a guest that they need to sign, if there's packages and so forth.
Okay. So why do we jump to the conclusion that while you're making this money in the evening, your man is not being faithful?
Well, just a couple of things. Like, first off, let me say, we've been together for like a year and a half now.
Mm-hmm.
And it felt like our relationship kind of moved like really, really quickly because we were probably together for maybe like about 6 months. And then soon after that, he like lost his job. So then he moved in with me. And it's been some time now and he still hasn't found a secure job. I didn't think about it like before he moved in that he wasn't as driven as I thought because like, he's kind of been dragging his feet to find something stable. So with that being said, I decided to take this night job because I'm like, okay, well, let me pick up the slack, you know, with our rent and our bills. And granted, even though that I was doing it before, it would be nice to have a whole grown man that's living in my house to get some help from him.
Yeah.
And I guess it's frustrating now because, like, stuff is tight. I went to the extent to even ask my boss for a raise, and the only way that was possible was to work a night shift at my job. So this has been going on for a month now.
Why do you think he's cheating?
For the past like 2 weeks, I noticed like my makeup and my skincare products have been moved. And mm-hmm. if I can be honest, like I don't think he's using it, but it does look used.
Oh, so someone else is using your stuff.
Something's going on because one, why are you touching my stuff and moving it? It's not like I'm messy and I'm keeping everything right there. And I know it might be reaching, but whenever I come home from work, he'll already be up and the bed will be made. And because this is one thing he does. Instead, over the past couple of weeks, I've noticed that the sheets have been tossed and things in the bedroom have just been different.
Mm.
And then the real red flag, why did I realize that he had turned off the cameras at the front door? And he claims there was some, like, glitch.
There it is.
Mm. Okay.
Do I sound crazy? And I know these are just little things.
I mean, the makeup thing is a little thing. The turning off of the camera is a big thing. If he's turning that off and he's just been doing that since your new night job, yeah, that's suspect. Do you suspect a certain person that he might be messing with?
I don't have anybody particularly in mind, but okay. I'm hoping that we can find something out.
Okay. Well, let's do the staycation setup. Our very own Sienna is going to give what's his name? CJ says on the email?
Yeah.
She'll give CJ a call, offer him a free romantic hotel stay, and let's see who he puts on that reservation. Obviously, if he doesn't say your name, Miss Angela, then you have a few words and questions for him, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
You're pretty calm. I feel like if he is cheating, you're not going to be so calm.
Yeah.
Would you be?
Yeah.
No. But, you know, I don't want to jump to the conclusion.
Yeah.
Well, I always like to have people step forward with who you are, make room for that, and then I'm going to like
up
if I need to.
There she
okay,
is.
Okay, you go, girl.
That's what I'm looking for. There you go. Well, with no further delay, ladies and gentlemen, hold on. Here we go.
Hello?
Hello, may I speak to CJ?
Yes, this is he.
Hi, CJ. My name is Salinas, and I'm calling with the Aurora Hotel, and I have some awesome news for you. You're the winner of our free romantic giveaway for two.
No, thank you. I'm okay.
We are new to the North Scottsdale area, so we want to put you and a guest in our brand new penthouse suite along with the honeymoon package. So is that something you'd be interested in, CJ?
Free.
Yeah, and all we ask in return for the stay is a Google or Yelp review, because again, we're just really trying to get our business out there, get people through our door, so it'd be really helpful for sure.
Okay. All right. Sounds cool to me.
All right. Well, congratulations, CJ. I'm really excited to set this up for you. And something fun we do here at the Aurora Hotel is we address a sweet or saucy note to the guest you're bringing with you. So I'll give you a moment to think on what you want the note to say, and then I'll write it down when you're ready, okay?
Okay. Saucy.
A saucy note. All right. Go ahead whenever you're ready.
I like tasting it.
All right, I'll definitely write that down as a saucy note, CJ. And just one more question for you. Who'd you like to bring on this free romantic stay?
Allison.
Who the f*** is Allison?
CJ, really quick, legally, we got to let you know you're live on the radio. Our show's called The Morning Mess, and if you don't recognize who that is, that's Angela, who overheard this whole conversation.
I just want to be clear with this. You're the one who was complaining about money, and I go ahead and take this job to get things better, and you do this shit. Hello? See, what we're not going to do is that you're going to be silent, CJ.
Yeah.
You're going to tell me who the f*** this is and what the hell you were thinking and how you thought you were going to get away with this. So you're telling me you got another in my debt in
this
apartment that I pay for that you've been sitting on your ass for the past 6 months? Get the out of here.
Ange, what the do you expect? You're always gone.
Why are you talking about me being always gone? I switched to the night shift to make money for us because your lazy ass has made no effort in this relationship and you want to put all this energy into this girl that I don't even know where the you met her.
You gotta relax. She's just a friend.
Relax.
She just comes over to hang out while you're gone.
Oh, no.
Come on, Ange.
Don't f***ing tell me to relax because this is your fault. I don't even know why I thought that I could save this relationship when you clearly don't give a f***. You know what? You're not staying here anymore. This is f***ing over. I'm done.
So you're kicking me out? You really gonna be a b- like that?
Oh, 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 okay. Well, that's what we're not gonna do. No.
It's not my fault that you're a piece of shit, and I don't feel bad at all. You can call me a bitch. You can call me whatever you want, but all I know is that your bitch ass is going to be out of my apartment.
I'm scared for you, CJ.
Me too.
If I were you, I'd go pick up your Xbox and move the hell out. So, CJ, you there?
This is crazy, man. Yeah,
man. Put the damn phone, because it's done.
Okay, CJ, just want to make sure you're there so I can hang up on you. Hold on. Okay, so Miss Angela is exactly what you said it was going to be, and I hope my man is on his way, get his stuff, and move the hell out. Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You gave me Ice Cube vibes.
Angela, I appreciate it, you know, because you fire somebody, you think you can
right.
build something with them, but if they don't have the tools to build themselves, them.
Yeah.
Well, we have a counselor. You could just tell all that, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you like that, we do have that information for free.
No, you deserve some free counseling if you want them.
I can always take some counseling because I don't need anybody running up my blood pressure.
Hold on right there, okay? I'll take that as a yes. If Ice Cube had a sister.
That
or if he
does.
This is her, yeah.
Is that the vibes she was given?
Yeah, man.
That was terrifying, and he is a moron.
I know.
Good luck to him.
Turning off your camera, like your person is not going to know at nighttime when you need it the most.
Especially if you live off baseline, because they live off baseline.
These are baseline activities.
These are baseline activities, for sure, for sure.